94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Evening Jam. And, you know, every once in a while, we got to stop the music to talk about some things that are happening in the community. Now, on Saturday, May 4th, there's going to be a Fairhaven Festival and Parade. The parade starts at 10 a.m., and the festival starts at 11. It's going to be at the Fairhaven School on Grand Avenue. There's going to be art, food, local vendors, and a special guest appearance by comedian Justin Silva, who I've got on the line right now. What's happening, my brother?
My man. What's going on, boss man? How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm amazing. Beyond excited to be up here with you. It's like a dream right now.
That's good. That's real good. So tell me, let's talk about you, man. Where did you grow up? You know, tell us about growing up.
Mm-hmm. New Haven, Connecticut, born and raised, man. Went to every New Haven school out there my whole entire life, bro. I just moved to Florida not too long ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, so let's talk about your career. When did you start, you know, working on, you know, becoming a comedian? Talk to me, man.
I started the comedy thing at 21, man. My very first open mic was at Pacific Tavern, downtown New Haven. I had a lot of high school friends that pulled up on me and supported me throughout that journey. Once I did it there and I seen I made people even giggle a little bit, I said, all right, it's possible. So I kept on going with it, man. I hit up a lot of open mics in New Haven my whole life, even going to Mohegan Sun 2 to 3 times a week just to get some practice out, man, driving 1.5 hours and then some. And it was just, you know, just I just kept at it. Then I came to Florida. I kept attacking the comedy career. I wanted to do something where nobody knew me at. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew me in Florida. So I said, if I go to Florida, I will get a real response from people that don't know me rather than friends and family always just saying, hey, you funny. Because those are the only ones that came to the show. After I made a couple other people laugh, I was like, oh, they like me. All right, cool. Let's keep it going. So I kept pushing. Now, God's blessed me, man. I've been selling out. It's been going amazing, Juan.
That's great, man. That's fantastic, man. You know, and now you're going to be coming back here on May 4th. Now, did you grow up in Fairhaven?
Yeah. I lived at my mom's house, man, my whole life. Even when I had a girl.
And actually, we want to give big ups to the International Festival of Arts and Ideas and Chatham Place at Mary Wade, you know, who are actually going to be, you know, as part of the parade.
That's,
you know,
actually, I mean, where I grew up, brother, right over there on Chatham.
That's kind of hot, man.
Yeah, it was super beautiful. Dope, man.
That's beautiful. Now you have some, you know, some kind of relationship with, you know, with the Mary Wade, you know, because you know, your family, you've used the facility, right?
Yeah. My grandfather had went there. If I'm not mistaken, I asked my mom just to double check. I believe my aunt went there. I do remember checking up on her. So I had two family members that actually went there, and they took wonderful, wonderful care of them. They was always so nice, you know what I'm saying? So when I found out it was them that went to partner up with me, it was so much easier to say yes than a why or what do you need. It was like, yes, absolutely. I'll do whatever y'all need. You know, you already looked out for my family. My family breathing, they healthy, they happy right now. So they gave them a place to lay their head, and I'm beyond blessed for that, man. You have no idea. So now it's my turn, brother.
Right, and you know what? We got something in common because, you know, my family also use the facility, and it's fantastic. I mean, absolutely. They really take care of folks in our community, and they deserve that, you know, as they get older. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah, especially you see the videos we see, man. Them old people don't be getting taken care of properly sometimes, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and so now, you know, what's the future for you? Where are you trying to go at this point?
Exactly where God going to take me, man. 100% to the top. You know, the theaters, I'm doing theaters now. I sold out my first theater in my life. I sold out in 8 days, so that was a big blessing. I got another theater in Atlantic City on June 21st. Another theater in New York at the Town Hall Theater, November 9th, if I'm not mistaken, in New York. And then I'm going to Foxwoods Casino December 6th. So wow. I'm finally doing theater. So after the theaters, man, hopefully if all continues to go well and I can do theaters next year, would love to try to get into little stadiums, little arenas. I want to see how far I can take this, man.
There you go. And then Hollywood is next after that, bro.
Come on now. If they call me, I'm answering. I promise.
You know what I mean? But listen, I want to let everybody know, Saturday, May 4th, you can be able to check out my boy. He's coming back into town, coming home.
Hometown, you know, baby. I'm excited.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for coming on, man. All right?
It is an honor, man. The honor is mine, man. I knew you my whole entire life. I heard the radio. My mom's old school, so she definitely listens. So thank you for having me.
That's all good. Juan Castillo with you. Don't forget, Saturday, May 4th, Fairhaven Day, Neighborhood Festival. And make sure you get on out there, man. YBC is going to have the van there. You're going to check out my boy and the whole nine. Keep it right here where you got it. It's the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC.